The problem that we're missing is spirituality. People done forgot about that. Like, no one grows up literally being fearful of God anymore.
Islam did not start with Prophet Muhammad. Please get it out of your head.
Because in actuality, we are gods. We create life, we whatever. And if you want to be better for yourself.
And I'll tell you what, I'm really excited. The Deen Center is becoming a reality. Allahu Akbar. Pulling the resources together, making this dream a reality. A mega Dawah center in the United States. Allahu Akbar. This is the future and it's happening. We've got the location, but now we got to get the work going. We got to build the masjid. We got to build the Dawah center. We need you to donate now, not for me, not for Eddie, but for that masjid, for that house of Allah that Allah would be worshipped in. We need to build that Dawah center where people can come from across the world and come and get trained in how to give Dawah. And non-Muslims can come and learn about Islam. We got to get this done. Everybody, donate. Let's do this together. It's happening. Allahu Akbar. There is none greater
than the... Assalamu alaikum, greens of peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. I'm your host and my next guest, psychology counselor, educational consultant, media presenter, and much more. We got a lot to talk about here. And you're welcome to listen in to our conversation, which we're going to be discussing many relevant things. You've heard of Logan Paul, you heard of Akon. Why are you talking about them, Eddie? Well, stick around and you'll find out. And Michael Jackson, yes, Michael Jackson too. Here on the Deen Show with my brother Gabriel El Romani. Not Romario, El Romani. Let me introduce you to my face. We have one God, His name's Allah, Allah. And His final messenger's Muhammad. Peace be upon Him. This is our religion, Islam, Islam. This is the Deen Show.
When I was ready to talk about it, I would only talk to you.
I was explaining how much respect I have for the faith of Islam.
Welcome to the Deen Show. The Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
How you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
How you been?
Allah is the most kind. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Missed you, bro.
You too, my brother. Alhamdulillah. You been? Have you been to Romania recently?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Just in the summer, in June.
Yeah. Did you get to see our brother Tate?
I didn't. No, I was trying to reach out to him, but I guess he was still in house arrest and he was not receiving people. So
where he's in? Andrew's in Budapest.
No, he's around Bucharest.
Bucharest.
Area. Yeah, around the capital.
So. Where are you from in Romania?
No, I'm from Transylvania. From Transylvania, northern middle side. Yeah.
Transylvania, that has to be connected with what's the guy who was doing the Dracula?
Vlad Tepes.
So how far is that city from where he's at?
Yeah, it's a bit far.
It's a bit far.
But I've been to it. I was in his vicinity. I was in the capital.
Yeah. What's the latest with, do you know anything what's going on? Now I know he's outside of the house arrest. He's outside of house arrest now.
I think he's outside of house arrest, but he cannot leave Romania.
Yeah.
He's still got some restrictions, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. How is Romania in general? How's the Muslim population there? Is it growing? How are people? Are they more receptive now since Andrew Tate accepted Islam? Or
yeah, no doubt about it. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, rasulillah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without a doubt, see these things. Everything happens for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guide a person through a stop sign. You stop there and you see a masjid on your right side, and you go in the masjid and you take it there, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday we went to play some pool at the masjid. there's pool tables at the masjid. Probably the people think there isn't anything for the community masjid. So we went to play pool and then we entered and someone said, "Yo, bro, there's this family. They have this lady who's interested in Islam."
Yeah.
So I think I spent like 5 minutes, 7 minutes just explaining the basics. Mm-hmm. Shahada, boom, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just didn't plan to go there, bro. Like Allah just connected that meeting to her being there, me flying in. I mean, coming from Canada before from England, and that's it. That's how things work, bro.
That's how it works, huh? That's amazing. I mean, just to sit with. I would just. I had a Greek brother, Hamza Zorsis. You know him.
Hamza.
He's Greek. Yourself, Romanian. My family from Bosnia. And it's amazing. Every time you see all these different nationalities, colors, Islam doesn't discriminate. Islam, welcome to all.
It's the way of life for human beings. It's the solution to all of humanity's problems. Mm-hmm. Solution to racism, to discrimination, to all these differences, all the ills and all the problems that the world is complaining. NATO, UNESCO, UNICEF, everyone who's complaining. World hunger, poverty, addictions, wars. Islam is the solution. Pick every single problem. I challenge everyone. Go and do a bit of research. What are the 2030 plans? What they're trying to eradicate and all that? Sit and think and do some research in Islam. You'll find that there's a solution for all these things in Islam, right? Mm-hmm. So every kind of addiction, it's haram in Islam, isn't it? Poverty, you have zakah and sadaqah. All these things for all the issues, health, and you have fasting, you have moderation, everything. Islam is a solution to all the problems. Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely. And someone sent me this, and I said, hey, have a look at it, because Akon, he's a Muslim. Mm. And I had a look at it, and I said, I mean, this can open up to a nice discussion here.
Right.
So I thought you'd be the person who's best fit for the job. You also come from a background, Christian background, at the same time. And you've been a Muslim for a long, long time. I remember one of I had our earlier shows we did. Remember that?
It's like 16, 17 years ago almost.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A long time. Yep.
A long time.
Did you have or I had long hair at that time?
I think you did.
I did.
Yeah, you did at that time. Yeah.
SubhanAllah. Okay, so let's get right into this. We'll unpackage this and let's see where the conversation goes. Inshallah, yeah. This can be a very I promise this could be a very educational, enlightening discussion based off them kicking it off. It'll be a catalyst for that, inshallah. Let's check it out.
The problem that we're missing is spirituality. People done forgot about that. Like, no one grows up literally being fearful of God anymore. So some people don't even know it exists, right? They don't, they want to believe it, but to them, in their minds, there's no signs physically that tells them that religion or spirituality is real. Because now it's about seeing, tasting, feeling, and
the five senses.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. But I grew up differently. And to answer your question before I go into the spiritual side is that...
Let's stop right there before we continue on. What do you think about the first part? It was interesting. I want to commend him from coming out and even, you know, opening up the door to talk about, because on a lot of these programs, maybe people are scared to even bring up God, bring up Allah, bring up Islam or any right. which way. So... what do you think about this statement, the first one that he opened up? People don't fear God, there's no spirituality, this, that, and the other.
Right, I mean, that's kind of something that link into your first question about Andrew Tate. That's something that he said as well, that what attracted him to Islam was he felt that, like, in other systems, there's no fear of God anymore, right? And if you look at it, when you talk to your average non-Muslim, they always talk just about love, love of God. God loves you. It's all about love. Love will win. Love always wins. When upon analysis of that statement and contextualizing all the world problems, you find that, no, actually, love is not the solution. A wife who loves you might cheat on you. Mm-hmm. A husband who loves his wife might cheat on her. Love is not everything. It's fear, and fear the repercussions, consequences, that's going to hold someone actually from moving past that level or that, you know, border. Now, love is important. Don't get me wrong. It is important. And in many cases, it will work. But when love fails, there has to be something else. You cannot rely only upon love. A bird doesn't fly with one wing. It needs two wings to fly. And that's why Ibn Qayyim says, like, love and fear. Right? It's between love and fear. That's how you're going to balance it out. So yes, spirituality is important, and I believe fear is extremely important, because you need to realize that there are limits. You need to realize that God can punish you. God can put certain things in your life that are going to cause a lot of problems if you don't fear Him. So I think spirituality today, because of world religions and all these new age religions, it's all about, wow, it's so nice. Look at whatever you feel. It's all based on your feelings. And everyone's making up their own religion right now. Everyone, even though they claim that they adhere to a certain system, when you examine that claim versus, let's say, their book, you find that it's a mix or some kind of pseudo connection to that, and not a real connection, whoever it is, right? So it's important to understand spirituality is not only about spirituality, love, and feeling in some connection, and it's about actually knowing that there's consequences to every action. And at least people can be honest that, hey, even if you can't do it or you can't fear God, right, at least don't change things, don't try to justify things, don't try to twist it around so it fits your narrative. That's it, right? At least, hey, I'm not fearing God, I'm pretty messed up, but I'm not gonna change where the limits are. I think this is very important to, when you look at these people, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, actually, with what's going on with now a lot of superstars and a lot of people who are not qualified to speak about Islam, talk about Islam. Mm-hmm. For the youth, they're like, whoa, man, did you hear Akon? He talked about Islam, man. Whoa, right? Yo, did you hear Andrew Tate talk about Islam, man? Whoa, you know? But what can happen is that now you might not understand that, okay, they're talking about Islam, but are they an authority on Islam?
No.
And can they lead you to follow correct Islam? Yes, indeed. Many people, for example, took Shahada from Andrew Tate converting. Romanians open up their mind about Islam because Andrew Tate is there. So many people, including my brother, who is not a Muslim, you know, the younger one. I met with him in England, and he's, you know, he's like early 20s now, and he started like talking about masculinity and Islam and this and that from Andrew Tate. Right,
but before
it wasn't working. It was so hard for me to even bring the topic.
That actually opened the door.
He's the one who started talking to me about it. Right, he's the one who started talking about, you see, Andrew Tate, whoa, Islam, he converted, blah, this, that, and I was like, okay. And I waited for like years to now start, you know. And this was it. This was the catalyst that was able to open up the conversation. Wow. However, is that enough for a person? Like, if they convert to Islam because of any of these guys, right? It could cause problems. I mean, alhamdulillah, I hope they convert, but is that where it ends? And it seems for a lot of people that it's like trendy now. And we have to be careful with trends. Because Andrew Tate converted to Islam, I'm going to convert to Islam. And I'm so attached to this personality. What if this personality messes up?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very, very possible. Then what's going to happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
This is the issue. But hey, he makes a good point. I think Christian America, Christian West, be them practicing or not practicing, atheists, whatever, but specifically Christian, I think they need to really pay attention to this aspect, the fear of God. I think they focus too much on love, and now it's led them into an extreme where they've corrupted themselves. They've corrupted their lifestyle, and they need to come back to some fear to balance it out.
Islam has the perfect balance. You gave the example from one of the great scholars. What is it? The head, the love is the head, the driving force, and then one wing is hope, fear and fear.
Yeah.
It's a balance.
Yeah, hope and fear.
And we see this, so they'll say God is love and love, 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 but then what's stopping you from committing all these sins? That's the fear, the repercussion, what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You'll see this like when a child, when he comes home and the mother is more merciful and love, but then he's like trampling all over her a lot of times. But right. Then the father steps up.
That's right.
Gets him on the phone. Even if he's not there, but just hearing his voice, yeah. The fear kicks in, right?
That's right. And this is the balance that Allah, God, has created.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not love. God is the most loving.
God is the most loving.
God is not love, though. And that's where they make a mistake, because they think God is love. God is this.
What does all that mean? Like when you unpackage that? What,
exactly. God, what does that mean, right? So God is the most loving. This is an attribute. But also God is the one who punishes, right? And God is the most merciful. God is the most this. And there's so many 99 beautiful attributes and names mm-hmm. that we encourage people to really look into, yeah. Which is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So they really understand God. They don't make just these statements, well, God is love. And then other people say God is hate. How come he created Jahannam, what do you call it? Hell. Yeah. How come he's going to send people to hell? He hates people. He's hate, right? It's horrible. And people see, but like, God hates you, right? They'll have signs, but like, God hates you and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's, you need to understand who is God. That's why theology, monotheism, tawheed, what we call aqidah, is so important. You know, it's literally answers the question to that main question that has, I guess, you know, has been around for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Like, who is God? What is God? You know, philosophers, human beings, everyone, whether they like to believe or not, atheist, agnostic, whoever, everyone has it in their brain. They discuss it, they debate it, they write books for it or against it. Mm-hmm. It's the most talked about topic in the world, God. Yes. Because that's how he created it. Everyone feels it. Whether they're against it or for it, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The fact is that that's what concerns them the most.
Yes. Let's go ahead and continue on. So we got that out of the way. We got this one. So you're already learning something. The correct balance here, love, fear, and hope. You're in between these now, right? You don't go to one or the other.
That's it. The bird's going to crash.
Exactly.
And they represented it. So if I woke up, you know, as a Muslim, I had to go to pray every Friday with my pops. It happened. It was not a question. You had to go do it. Today, you have a choice. You know, like my wife, she's Christian. I never forced her to convert. Because in the way I was taught in Africa, I mean, Islam is an extension of Christianity. We Absolutely. Believe everything. Yeah. We actually believe all the same thing. We From just don't believe Testament. In the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That's the only thing. But everything else is all the same. Same commandments, same stories. Jesus is a prophet. We all believe the same, right? The only problem was that you have people that, okay, when you go into paganism and, you know, worshiping statues and everything else, we just don't believe that there's no one or anything higher than the Most High, which is God. And no man should ever be looked at as God himself. We are all messengers of God. We're all messiahs to our own extent.
And so that's the conflict with
Jesus. That's the conflict with Jesus. We right. don't believe that Jesus was God in man's flesh. Yep. We yep. don't. We right. don't. We just believe that he was a messenger of God as the Messiah.
Yep.
So we're not that far off.
Right.
You follow? So it becomes a situation where there's so many different religions now. But when you think about it, we're all going to the same place. We're all literally worshiping the same, you know, God. We just translation by language or by anything. We just call him something different. But when you really look at religion, we all have the same commandments. We all have the same stories. It might be told by a different person or a different name attached to that story, but the story don't change. Maybe the characters may change from a standpoint of the name they call them. But in actuality, you know, my grandfather told me something that was super, super.
I think you can maybe understand why I wanted to discuss this now. Yeah. Why this was because there's a lot to unpackage here.
Right.
There's a lot to unpackage.
Yeah.
There's some, and again, you know, I would commend Akon for even talking, representing as a Muslim. But there's some things here that we can adjust, correct. What do you think? Let's start from when he's opening up. So he said something about on the long lines of this one as Muslims, I go to
only on Friday.
Fridays.
So Christians go on Sunday, Muslims yeah. go on Friday.
Islam is an extension of Christianity.
Right, this is the first problem.
We believe in everything except the Holy Ghost. So there's a lot to unpackage here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, yeah, so what do you...
Right, so the big mistake is that Islam is not an extension of Christianity. Christianity is a deviation from Islam. Islam has always existed. So think about it as a... From the beginning of time, when God created the angels, he created them to be in submission to the Creator without any ability to fall out of that. Okay? There's no fallen angels. There's no, they don't make mistakes. They've always, since their creation, they've been worshiping God. That, it basically means Islam. Then God created, you know, obviously the jinns are there, which are the spirits. And then the human beings were created. Okay, the human beings and the spirits have the choice. The angels don't have the choice. Okay, the angels are Muslim. Muslim means the one who submits to the Creator. Okay, so think about it as like, and walillahi al-mathalu al-a'la, to Allah belongs the best of examples. It's just for maybe for the sake of argument, as this continuous line. Okay, there's a beginning. Okay, when God created, let's say, human beings and angels before that and the jinn, and the system that he accepts from them is to be in submission. Okay, and that line continues till the day of judgment, when everything perishes except for Allah, because he is the one, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the one who is not created. You know, he creates, he's not created. There is no one like him. That's this line. In this line, that's Islam perfect, the most beautiful, the most, no one can ever, you know, come up with something like this, because it's from the Creator. With time, there's these sidelines that have ramifications from it, okay? And these are the deviations. And that's what the Prophet drew a line in the sand. And he said, this is the path of, you know, of the straight path. Then he drew some lines and said, this is subul shaitan, this is the path of the devil, right? And I know people get upset. They'll say, are you calling Christianity the path of the devil? Well, in reality, it is that. Because it is such a deviation from the truth, to which God says in Surah Maryam, in chapter 19, and I encourage people to read that, chapter 19, the chapter of Mary, the mother of Jesus, not the mother of God, the mother of Jesus, where God says that by the statement of saying, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, they say Allah has begotten a son, that this is a very, very major statement, that the sky is about to break and the earth is about to split. This is not something like, oh yeah, it's just, right? So I know people get upset, but you know, in the end, the Christians, they believe the Muslims are going to hell, isn't it? So don't be upset, you know? We're just discussing, right? We're just debating. Yes, you believe that Satan has misguided us and we're going to hell, right? This is the path of Satan. So don't be upset if we say the same thing to you, right? The question that people have to ask, who's right? Who's correct? So this perfect line, the deviations, all the religions, Christianity from Christ, Judaism from Judea, Hinduism from Hind, and Taoism from Tao, always related to something. Islam is the concept of submission. For what? To achieve peace. To have that inner peace. Human beings are always looking for some kind of inner self-actualization. And you'll never achieve that till you follow this beautiful straight line. In this straight line, there's different stations. So the first station was Adam, then Noah, then other prophets, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad is the last station, okay, before the day of judgment. Okay, all of them said the same thing. One God. One God. There's no one worthy of worship. Different rules, times were different, things, you know, this is normal, clear. But there was always one constant. God is one. Never did it change. So anyone who changed these things, they basically deviated from that beautiful, perfect Sirat al-Mustaqim, straight line. Sirat al-Mustaqim is the straight path. And anyone who went away from it, they deviated. They're wrong. They're subul shaitan. It's not me. This is what the Prophet said. These are the paths of the devil. Don't be upset. You should be worried. It should make you want to listen and do a bit more research to what we're saying right now. Don't believe you and don't believe me. Why should they believe us? I actually asked them not to believe us. But consider what we're saying enough for you to go and do a bit more research, such as, for example, read the Quran, right? Such as watch a few more deen shows, such as maybe read this book, such as do a bit more research, maybe visit your local masjid and talk to an imam, talk to a Muslim that you know. Do a bit more. Don't just, you know, oh, bro, this guy spoke about Christianity. Look at this guy. Let's cancel him. No, think. Use your brain. We're not here with malicious intent to insult you. Oh, these devils. No, no, no. To make you worried. We care. If we don't care, who cares? We don't have to do the show, bro. We can go and have food and chill and relax. Why are you going? You know, people don't understand that we want to guide them. We want to help them. Well, guidance from Allah. Yeah. But we want to help them. We want to give them the message. So keep that perfect line. I challenge everyone. Go study from the Bible, from whatever. You'll always find that monotheism. And you'll find that people deviating their differences and their systems were always the paths that have gone away. So Islam is not an extension of Christianity. Christianity and all the religions that you know that exist is a deviation from the path, the straight path. Islam did not start with Prophet Muhammad. Please get it out of your head. Please do a bit of research. It never starts. It's a concept. It's not Muhammadism. There's no such. I know some of the Orientalists try to call it Muhammadism in an attempt to try to equate it to Christianity, Judaism, and all the other things too, because they knew that if people understand that Islam is a concept, we're in trouble. People are going to leave. And people, indeed, when they understand that Islam is a way of life and a system, they do leave their systems and they come to Islam. Mm-hmm. How many people convert to Islam? Be them rappers, be them scholars, be it Gerald Dirks, be it Lawrence Brown, be it, you know, academics. You know, you don't see a Muslim scholar converting to Buddhism or something like that. Wallahi, you don't find it. Yeah. You don't see it converting to Christianity. Maybe there'll be one, an exception here in the whole 1,000 years or something like that. But look at the history. How many of the top scholars and theologians who convert to Islam. Recently, there was one upset of that one priest. I think it was here in America. Was it from the Catholic or the Orthodox, mm-hmm. parish, church? Big, big, huge thing, achi. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That you're talking about the big bishop or the something. Bishop, yeah.
Huge. And this is not one, achi, this is not an exception. How many? Mm-hmm. How many of the
people? This is a repeating occurrence. It's not just a one-off.
It's not a one-off thing. Yeah. People need to consider.
Yeah, so don't take things now to the heart. A lot of time it's like you're about to get the injection. It hurts. I mean, and that the medicine is in there. So look at it like this is the truth being delivered. Evaluate it. Investigate it. Don't just reject it right away just because you've invested a lot of emotion. That's kind of natural, right?
Yeah.
But when that wears off, when the emotions settle down, just think, ponder. That's so right. This is incorrect. We're trying to help our brother Akon. Are we helping him out so next time right. He can give better dawah?
So it's good that he affirms that he's Muslim.
Yeah.
But then, as I said, it's a double-edged sword because now people are thinking that this is Islam. And trust me, people are going to listen to him because he's cool. And this is a huge problem.
Yeah.
And they're not going to listen to sometimes to a scholar who maybe is not so cool and he's talking in a certain way. Yeah. The youth are going to listen to him. And we're like, yo, bro, Akon said that Islam is this. Woohoo, you know, we're all cool, we're all the same, just different characters, the story's still different, but it's all the same. Yeah. It's not all the same.
So that's an incorrect statement.
Very incorrect.
That Islam is not an extension of Christianity, and the other part that we believe in everything except the Holy Ghost.
No, that is not correct, right?
This is not a difference of opinion, or this is no. This is mainstream. This is what you're talking about. Right. Now, what we're talking about. This is like
the whole belief. Holy Ghost, and this is the concept of the Trinity.
Yeah.
That has been developed after the Council of Nicaea. I mean, it was around, but that's when they solidified it. You're talking about many councils that have taken place to reach what theologically people believe in Christianity today. And I encourage people to do a quick research, just a quick research. Yeah. All the Christian councils and what were the issues that were discussed. You're talking about major issues.
Yeah, because if you break it down, what do you mean? Extension of the Trinity? Because if we're talking about modern day Christianity, that's what it is. Crucifixion, right. Trinity. So is Akon saying, I mean, he made a mistake. Hopefully he'll take this as as something good that we're helping him out here. So next time he can give better dawah and do it properly, inshallah. And from here, so if you're saying, if you're breaking this down, so what is it? It is an extension of now this modern day Christianity that we have of crucifixion, of Trinity. Yes, I mean, if you look deeper into the beginnings, right? Or what about, what happened? Because at the time of Jesus, there was no Christianity, there was right? There was no Christianity.
Jesus was ethnically a Jew, mm-hmm. ethnically, okay? And it's a lot of Jews also sometimes they don't tell you that Judaism is not, you know, they made it into a religion. They're just ethnically Jews, like Arabs. Arab is not a religion. You have Arabs, you have Jews, you have different ethnicities. You know, it's not a religion. The followers of Moses, what we call Bani Israel, and coming from Israel, from Jacob,
yes,
Prophet Jacob, they're Muslim. They were Muslim as long as they followed Prophet Moses correctly. So it was on the straight line, right? It was one of those stations on the straight line.
For people, when people hear the definition, then it makes sense because when they hear Muslim.
Submission to God.
So if you say it like that, they were ones who did submission to the will of God.
Exactly.
Now you understand.
And followed what the prophet that was at that time, i.e. Moses at the time, brought the details. Moses, Aaron, Prophet Aaron. Mm-hmm. And, you know, prophets that came in that line of prophets, they brought the law. They worshipped only one God. If you follow them, you were a submitter, i.e. a Muslim. Translation. Because people get caught up in semantics.
Yeah.
In words, right? Translations. So when you explain it, people will be like, yo, but that doesn't make sense. But it's a submission, meaning you're following and you're obeying God, right? So those who follow Jesus were Muslim, i.e. submission in submission. And those follow Abraham, it's all, that's what's beautiful about submission, about Islam, right? It's not an ethnicity, it is a concept. Anyone who just ponders a little bit over this point, they will say that it makes sense. You don't have to agree with me, but don't tell me that it doesn't make sense.
It's like if you take a modern day word, they might have not heard, but the concept, they were human.
Right.
They were human, right?
Exactly.
Right? They were Muslim, because Muslim is one, same thing like a human. If you define human, say, okay, that fits. Same thing here.
Right.
A Muslim is one who submits his or her will to the one creator.
That's it.
And when speaking to some like Dr. Gerald Dirks and others, these were big people in the church, deacon, you know, doctors in divinity and whatnot. And then they go and look at some of these words. They go into the Aramaic and the right. Greek. What they find is that this, and you've, I think, also pointed this out before, many people who've studied this, they've said that even those Christians at the time, this was something that were a label that was put upon them. And then there was people of the Sunnah. They were people of the way. They were people who were trying, just like we have the Sunnah, right. The way, people who were many original people who are trying to be Christ-like, just like we try to follow the way, the Sunnah of Muhammad. They have people who are trying to follow the way of Jesus, of pure monotheism. Right. But then you had the fight, and then the people who believed in the Unitarians, like the Bosnians, people from my neck of the woods there, when Islam
Hungarians.
Came. Hungarians. Yep. These were people who were monotheists.
Till today, there's huge numbers.
There's huge numbers, So those are, then you had those people who try to be Christ-like, who really try, not worshiping Jesus, but worshiping the God Jesus worshiped. And then when Islam comes, it fit like a glove, and they accepted the final messenger.
That's it. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Yeah, peace be upon him all. Yeah. Before I go on, there was one thing that he said is very correct, that we believe in Jesus. We love Jesus as a mighty messenger. This is a correct statement that Akon made. Do you want to elaborate on that?
No doubt, no doubt. Jesus, Yeshua, Isa, right, is a very important, one of the five strong prophets that were sent. Ulul Azmi Mina Rusul, that were sent to mankind. So he's not just any prophet. He's a special prophet that came. And he is the one. Look at the fairness. I want people to just, please, just pay attention. Just ponder over this. If you don't take anything from this podcast, take this one part. Yeah. Do you think if Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is, let's say how you say that he's not a prophet. Okay, some people say, amazing system, yes, everything. Wow, the Quran makes sense, this book is amazing, what you guys are saying, cool, but you know, I don't know, Prophet Muhammad. Wouldn't it make sense to try to focus people towards you, if you're the prophet, call people towards you, to for the promise of salvation, everything, whatever, everything to be focused on you? But God says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his own desire. Pay attention. So Prophet Muhammad said that the one who's coming back is Jesus, not him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is dead and he's buried in Medina. Can go and see his grave. Yet the one who was saved and raised, and he will, I mean, raised to the heavens, and he'll come back, okay, to fight the Dajjal or the Antichrist, is Prophet Jesus. Now imagine, Prophet Muhammad could have said, no, I'm coming back, I'm going to be resurrected, I'll be the one in the center, I'll be, no, he said it'll be Jesus. Why? He died, no one's going to check it after, you know. It's because this is, he was truthful, because it was not about him, it's about what God said, it's about what is the truth. If I want to make things about me, about my religion, my way, I'll make sure that it's all about me. That's how it is. Human beings are self-centered. Right? If I'm doing, you're the host of the show. Okay, you invite me on, but it's about, you're running this show. People, it's about them. Akon, his music is about him. Paul, whatever, it's about him. Everything is about them when they portraying and they're selling something, they're marketing something. Look at Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Jesus, come back. Look how important is the second coming of Jesus. He's going to be there. He's going to be the one who kills the Antichrist. He's going to be the one who leads the Muslims at that time. this is, I want them to really think about the honesty and the truthfulness of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Mm-hmm. I really want them to ponder about this.
Absolutely. The last and final messenger sent to mankind. Taking nothing away from Jesus, but he was sent at his time.
That's it.
For the people at that time. And you can't be a Muslim unless you love and believe in Jesus.
100%. You cannot be a Muslim. Cannot be, even, you can say, I believe in Muhammad, peace be upon him, but I don't believe in Jesus. You are not a Muslim.
Yeah.
What do you mean? But Muhammad, peace be upon him, the one. He's the one. No, you cannot be a Muslim. Mm-hmm.
We all will have different cultures. We all will speak different languages. We all will be born in different places. But at the end of the day, he made sure that no matter what circumstance or area or religion that you follow, that there was always the one God at the top of the ladder. Now, this is religion, and always never forget this. Look at it like a navigation, right? We all going to the same place, but there's different directions to get there. So I can't look at you and say, okay, because you're Jewish, that, okay, you're not spiritually sown, or you're not going to heaven or whatever place that is, or because you're Buddhist, or because of whatever. At the end of the day, we all have this one thing that we all follow, that there's a Most High, right? There's a God that we, you know, that we give praises to, and he's the reason why we want to become better for everyone else, to better ourselves in the eyes of his. And I'll ask, even if it's yourself, even if you believe that I'm God, it's okay. Because in actuality, we are gods. We create life, we whatever. And if you want to be better for yourself and do the right thing so you can feel good about yourself, then so be it. But God is more of an energy, more of a spirit. It's to enlighten you to want to be better for yourself and everybody else that's attached to you.
People hear you saying some stuff in Arabic. You're fluent in Arabic. You read the Quran in Arabic. You've been studying Islam you got a master's in theology.
No, not a master's. A bachelor, working on a master's.
I'm working on a master's
in counseling,
yeah. Bachelor's, I believe.
In Islamic studies.
So you were saying some things in Arabic you heard him say.
I seek refuge in Allah for what he's saying. This is shirk. Okay, this is shirk. And we cannot, I know he claims to be a Muslim. But actually, to be honest, he's not a Muslim by what he's saying. And I know people are going to get upset what I'm saying. But because he said, basically, you can claim to be a God. You are a God, in a sense. And there's been certain Muslim sects, so-called Muslims, but they're not Muslim, who claim some of these concepts.
The nation?
You got Nation of Islam. You got the five percenters.
Yeah.
Before that, the concept of Wahdatul Wujud, that God is in you and you're in God and all that. Ibn Arabi had some weird, concepts like that. And I know people don't like this. We shouldn't make takfir on people, right? But this is blatant shirk. When someone says that, this takes them out of the fold of Islam. So I know people are going to get upset, but this guy is not a Muslim. and I'm responsible for what I say. I don't have a problem to say that. Because I know sometimes we play, we're just like, we're cool, he's cool, this and that. He said basically that, first of all, the mistake is, he said, well, we all have the same path. I cannot tell you're not going to have. No, if you're not following the correct path, guess what? We don't have the same path. You're not going to heaven. I don't even know if I'm going to heaven, bro. I mean, at some point, because I'm a Muslim, because I say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, if I die upon this, I will go to heaven. Yes. But I might still have some time to serve for my sins. I pray and I hope that I don't. But look at the arrogance of someone to say that we're all going to heaven. There is one God. What concept? Can you claim that the concept of God that Buddhists have or Hindus have is the same as the pure monotheism that a Muslim has? No. This is intellectually is dishonest. Right? This is ignorant. It's not because I claim. It's not about me. I go and read the book. It's not about me. It's not that I have the audacity to sit here in this seat and make that claim. This is by what the Prophet saw, said. Anyone who associated partners with God, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has made Jannah, paradise, upon them haram, meaning forbidden. Anyone who says this, so it's not me, I'm just conveying the message, yeah? So people don't get upset that Brother Gabriel Roman is making takfir. But indeed, claiming that we are gods and in some way we have God, this is horrible. This is
what's the what are we? I mean, is this something now that if he's what does Akon need to do now? I mean, if he hears this,
if he hears that,
if he's saying, I'm saying this metaphorically, I don't mean this, that. What do we?
Well, he does. He's explaining what he means.
Yeah,
he's explaining the concept. First of all, in having the idea that everyone's going to heaven and that everyone believes in one God, so we're all the same, basically, just different stories, that is itself shirk.
What right away comes to mind is, وَمَيْ يَبْتَغَ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ
دِينًا
فَلَا يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Exactly.
This is the original language.
100%.
We have it. And Allah is saying that whoever chooses a way
other than
submission and surrender to the Creator, Islam,
exactly,
never will it be.
And look at this very simple.
Never will be accepted. And in the hereafter, they'll be among the losers. This is clear. And then there's another verse that comes to mind: Inna Dina Inna Allahi Al Islam.
Inna Dina Inna Allahi Al Islam.
The only way of life, meaning the only way you can get to paradise, is not all roads lead to Rome. It's through submission and surrender, not to a human being, Trinity. Is to surrender pure monotheism.
Yeah, so he's made up his own religion, basically. And this is the danger, and this is how other religions have come about. Imagine now some people are going to have Akonism or something like that. They're going to say, this is the correct understanding, and this is wrong. Just what he said.
Is it good now? Can people see why we're discussing this? Because
this is
important now.
I hope they do.
Make these corrections.
Because see, in the free world today, everyone says that we're all the same. We're all going the same place. Okay, let's test this theory. If you guys really believe they're all going to the same place by following all this. Okay, so how about we just all follow Islam? Because it all leads to the same place, ain't it? So let's just all follow Islam. It's the purest, the cleanest. It's got the most academic evidence for it, historical evidence. Let's just all follow Islam. Let's all just follow Islam. خلاص. People are not going to want to do that, isn't it? So actually, you know, this is just a
and I don't want people fallacy. To get the wrong impression or wrong idea. We're saying is out of the love.
Yeah, we care for you. If not, you know. But this is messed up, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad, you know, to believe that you claim to be God or that God is inside of you or you're all gods in a way.
So then that first part, this is...
The Christian is not going to agree with him.
Yeah, because there's contradictory beliefs here. Because even though we can work together on many things, the sexualization of children and, you know, the family decay, and we come together with Christians and other people of other faith, we could do that, right?
Yeah.
But now we can get the elephant out of the room and say, look, you and I've sat with, you know, friends of mine from a long time ago. I said, okay, let's get the elephant out of the room. We agree. You believe I'm going to hell if I don't believe that Jesus 100%. Is your Lord and Savior.
That's what they believe.
Yeah, but I do believe in Jesus, but it's just not that he's a God or a little son of God. So then we get into a discussion. But I respect you that you love me that much. You claim to love me that you're going to tell me the truth rather than me believing, you know, you want me to understand. And then I tell you the same thing. There's a clear hadith where the Prophet Muhammad, didn't he say, he said, anyone who hears of me, right, and doesn't accept me as the final messenger.
Right.
So you hear the evidence. It's been laid out, not the distorted stuff from CNN, Fox.
Right.
It's been made clear, like you're hearing it now, and you reject him. There's a clear statement from him. What did he say? That they'll be...
You're done. You're going to hell.
That's... I mean, it's sensitive for a lot of people, but
okay.
This is
but
out of the
we
love.
We care for you. We want you to at least...
I think people respect that too.
Yeah, at least
now,
take the time to do some investigation.
Now we can talk. Now we got this out of the way. Let's work together on many different platforms, on things that we agree on.
We can agree on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So
and there's a lot of things we have in common.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But this is a major, more than a blunder here with Akon.
This is shirk. Yeah.
Define the shirk is setting up rivals, partners. Is the unforgivable sin that if someone dies on.
So he's saying that we don't believe Jesus is God. Then he turns and says, well, we are gods in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're doing. So you don't believe Jesus is God, who's much better than you. He said, that's what we believe. We don't believe Jesus is God. And then he goes and turns to him and says, well, you know, in a way, we are gods and what you're doing.
What can he say? Like, if he's saying, I don't mean it like that, is there a content?
First of all, it's not about, you know, well, I didn't mean it. Because your words mean something. They matter.
Like, you can't say talaq and say, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, I didn't mean it, right? You can't say, I divorced you and then I didn't mean it. Or you
so
can't
words
say,
are heavy in Islam.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you. But then, I didn't mean
They'll
it.
They'll lock you up.
They'll lock you up.
You can't, the police come. That's a good.
Cannot.
The police come and you just said, no, you matters. Take it back. I was just joking.
Yeah, so we know God has given us a rationale and reason. Things matter.
Don't joke with this. This is not a joke.
I would advise him to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, to make his ghusl and to desist from every kind and to study. actually, if he reads the Quran,
that, I mean, this is a good advice. This is easy. You say it every day. If you're praying five times a day, if you're not just in Jummah, most, even if you're just going Jummah, you're saying the Shahada. Say it again, and now meaning, make this correction.
Make a tawbah, like, meaning like repent, say, okay, this is wrong.
Akon, fix this it. This is what you need to do.
And see, the thing is, I can almost guarantee that he doesn't read the Quran with understanding, like a translation at least, right? Because in the Quran, you have all this, what we're talking. By the way, people, you know, this is not me and you talking. We're taking these and giving you evidences. You're quoting, I'm quoting from the Quran. So don't think that it's like two of us are sitting here and just pointing fingers. We're just messengers, right? After the, there's
you're
no
not
more prophets.
You're trying to smash Akon now or pick
no,
on him.
No, but
or
what
bully,
he's saying,
trying to
like
bully
it's a
Akon.
Responsibility, you know. Uh-huh. I cannot say this. Like, we want him to fix himself. But the problem is, you know, with the this kind of lifestyle and, you know, people just mess around, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting programmed with all these rappers and everyone's thinking they're a god, demigod, semi-god, all this stuff, and that creeps in. You're programmed. You get hit with these
diseases,
these spiritual diseases.
You're an idol, right? Everyone's so centered towards you where this ego takes hold of you. And now you start saying dangerous things like that. Like, what's his name? Keanu, when he said, I am a god.
Who said that?
Keanu West, right? At one
Kanye
point,
West?
Kanye West, right? And then he walked into a pole and smashed his head in it.
Kanye, you know? Kanye West. So Kanye West, he also said...
Yeah, he said he's God, right?
Yeah.
And then he walked into a pole.
But according to the Bible, he should be then... according to the Bible,
he's not a Christian.
He's not a Christian.
He left Christianity. And he apostated from Christianity. He's a heretic.
By that statement, people playing with these,
right?
Texts.
According to Christianity, you know.
Yeah, and then he Kanye West ends up hitting his head.
Hitting his head, it's on YouTube. Yeah. I feel bad for the guy, man.
Yeah.
You know, may God help him and guide him. I mean,
I want the best for everybody. This is not on any malicious attempts that we have here, or trying to put someone down. Put our
I don't, over. You know, yeah, we're just.
But this is some, especially with the youth, when they hear someone like this saying these things, and then next thing you know, you got kids mimicking, because they mimic, they see you, and then they start thinking, yeah, I'm a god, you're a god, we're all god. You can't say this is like you said, this is shirk. And we live on tawheed, pure monotheism, and that monotheism is what's going to, with our living a morally upright life. We're human beings, we do good deeds, but it's not by our good deeds, it's by God's grace and mercy.
We're all sinners. We have so many mistakes, you know. It's sometimes, you know, we know ourselves. We know we're not sitting here being all godly and think we're all good. May Allah and he cover our mistakes and our sins. You know, we're not worthy of that. But his mercy is so great that we hope that he'll accept us. You know, this is what we hope for.
Amin. Let's continue on. Great advice for Akon, God willing, and anybody else who's fallen into that. May God Almighty help protect us from this. Amen. And may he take the advice and see the good that we're trying to deliver to him and others.
And that tells you everything, because we know man didn't create that.
Mm.
Okay, let's say an alien created that. Okay, who created the alien then?
The Big Bang thing is like the whole thing, but like,
right.
Who pushed the fucking button, bro? You're
period.
Telling me just from nothingness, there was this.
There was somethingness. Something had to start
in somewhere. There was somethingness.
Thank you.
It's impossible,
so
bro. That's
how did that somethingness
impossible.
Even be created?
Right.
Like, whenever you're in doubt, just think about that, and it'll bring you all the way back again.
Yeah.
Because you can't explain that.
I think, though, a part of the reason why people may land on God or want to believe that something did start from nothing is because we want explanations. Our species wants answers.
That's why they call it faith.
That's exactly why they call it faith. Dude, it's hard to
not know why we're here and what we're doing. That's kind
it's
of
really,
depressing.
It's really Plato.
I want an answer. It's Plato. What are we doing here? How did we get here?
But that's what I'm saying. Humans, we're nosy creatures.
And I'm happy to see these kind of conversations, because people are talking about this, that, and the other. But invite us to the conversations. Invite the Muslims to the conversations. People of knowledge, you know. People who are also loving to talk about these things, you know. The scholars of Islam and whatnot, and others, you know, like yourself and whatnot, to come and sit and have these proper, because there's a lot of questions here. Some, and I like the points he's making, you know, who pushed the button, who started everything. And then, but then the one thing about the faith in Islam is not blind faith.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah, I'm not a scholar, so they should invite the scholars. I think we have some good scholars that could answer their questions. And but see, that's the thing. There's such a disconnect between these youth and the scholars, sadly. Yeah. And hopefully, that's what we're trying to do, I guess, bridge that
gap. We try to bridge that gap, yes.
Yeah. Now, it's faith, 100%. You have الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. But to reach that level, there's always some connection. And God has made it quite simple. It's not so complicated, because he has given us the ability to observe and to reason and to understand. And people say, well, he says we want explanations. Yeah, exactly. But there's a difference between explanation and evidence, right? People can explain things as much as they want. People will be like, that's a good explanation, but do I really, is that an evidence? Do I believe? Why, God the Almighty, when he created everything and he has sent his messengers and his message, he has given evidence. It's simple. I think it's very simple because, see, people are at different levels of comprehension and rationale. You got very advanced people, academics, PhDs, research, evidence-based, scientific method. And you got your typical dishwasher and street sweeper who is very simple, right? Both have a brain, but they both have the ability to observe. And when you read through the Quran, Allah, God, the Almighty, is focusing people to use observation, to look around, specifically in creation and in themselves as well. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is saying, look around. And today in the morning, I was just looking at a video of a statement of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. And he said that people want the existence of, you know, of God in the creation of the heavens and the stars and the moon, which is really amazing if you think about it. Just to study that, just to look at just sunrise and sunset, the perfection of that system, how it changes with the season, how at some point it's constant, different parts of the world is different. Just that, that complexity of that system, there's no way, be it dishwasher or PhD candidate or doctor, they're both going to be like, man, there's no way that this is just something happened and I want some explanation. Right away, you will know that there is a creator. Come on. If you're honest enough, you will know there's a creator just by observing that. So Imam Shafi'i said, forget about that. He said, for me, it's just in the leaf of the dud tree. He said, why? He said, look at it. He said, the cow will eat it and pure milk will come out of it. Right? And then he said, the bee will take from its pollen and the amazing honey will come out of it. And then he said, the worm that becomes, you know, into what you take the material that you make clothes from,
yes,
right? From the worms, you know? He's like, it will eat it and it will give you the string, you know? I don't know what it's called. I forget. Forgive me. Mm-hmm. And he said, look at that. They're all eating the same leaf and look what you're getting out of it. Oh, and the deer will eat it and out of the deer, you'll make musk, pure musk.
Mm-hmm.
They're all eating the same. Look at that system. They're all eating the same thing, processing the same thing. Yeah, look at it. Pure milk, pure honey, pure misk or perfume, and the string that you make clothes from, right? Amazing. He said, just from that you can know that there is a creator.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the simple observation, subhanAllah.
That's a whole different discussion we can go down, how people got to the state of just disbelief in something that's just so obvious. And then giving people who almost... credibility, and people think that they're intelligent coming from a state of academia or whatnot, because you have a lot of academics and
right.
others. I mean, it shows that you can be the dumbest person, smart in many different right. facets, but you can be almost like just crippled in this area of common sense, you know, to deny when the signs are all around you.
Well, I don't think it's being dumb. I think, as the Prophet said, that it's arrogance, denying the truth.
So it's just that's the kibir now, that arrogance. Right. Now you're too proud, right. Too arrogant to go ahead and.
And that's why, with the academia, it was, I think, early 2000, Steinberg, whatever his name is, he had that documentary, Intelligence Expelled.
No Intelligence Allowed, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he went and researched this whole mafia in academia that expel creationists, yes. Right? Who, through their studies of the universe or whatever science they were in, they said, look, we can't go with this. Our Darwinism, we have to believe that there's a creator. It's because all the evidence is pointing that way. So they lost their funding. They got kicked out of the academic circles. It was like a mafia.
So that's a really, and I point that documentary because it shows like it's a mirage that's set up like, oh, if you're smart, you're intelligent, that now you deny God. No.
Right.
There's actually many of these people from academia that they come to the conclusion,
exactly.
But they're shut down. They're blacklisted.
Exactly.
By the academic mafia. Yeah.
They lose everything.
Yeah. And then they've had studies, the Oxford study and others, that now, you know, multi-million dollar studies that confirm that that's an innate nature to believe,
right.
In you're a like higher being.
Wired.
You're wired to believe. You got the God spot, they call right. It. Yeah. So this is really profound. And just one last thing here. Islam provides all the evidence, everything you need to know that it is from the truth, but the faith comes in the unseen. Now you don't
right,
see.
There's a lot of details after that.
There's 100%, a lot of details, right?
100%.
So the driving force, it gets you there, but now there's some things you have to have faith. Yeah. You got to faith. You can't see the hellfire.
Exactly.
You can't see paradise.
Exactly.
You can't see
the angels.
You can't see the angels.
Things.
You're not
you didn't
seeing
see the prophets. You
in
didn't
this life,
them.
You can't see your creator.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And then people. Yeah, this is some really good things for people to contemplate and think about. We're almost done. Let's continue on.
Like lone despair.
Void
almost.
Of yeah. Void of that purpose, of that and purpose and magic in life is it would make me crazy. Right.
Yeah, but there's also I think beauty in that if you can find it. We're impossible. Humans are impossible.
Right.
We're on this planet. As far as we know, we're the only intelligent species as far as we can see. And we can't explain it. We don't know what we're doing here. And so there's a reason to be depressed about that.
No,
but also
no, no.
There's a reason to go, damn, that's significant.
Which way you go
that's incredibly
magic.
Cool.
You said a few things. We're the only intelligent species. I want you to touch upon that. And then the other thing that we don't know what we're doing here.
Mm.
Why are we here, pretty much?
Right. So obviously we're not the only ones because God did create what's called the jinn.
I thought about that exactly.
Right
exactly
now, their
point.
Their reason and rationale are not exactly like ours. We're superior,
mm-hmm.
And we've been given certain knowledge, and that is clearly evident from what God has told us. However, purpose-wise, we don't know what we're doing. Of course, we know exactly what we're doing. That's the whole point: to discover what you need to do. And to try to do it. You live your life in trying to do mm-hmm. it. No one can claim that we're doing amazing or perfect. Some people are better. Some people are not so better. Fattakullaha mastata'atum. Fear Allah as much as you can. Do your best. Right?
Now, are we comparing people who now have the guidance versus those who don't?
Right. So the people who are having the guidance, even those are not, you know, perfect, right? We're
yeah.
just struggling. We're trying. We're trying to do the best. But at least you know the direction.
But
you
imagine if you don't have Islam.
If you don't have Islam, you're lost.
Okay, so now he's talking from that perspective.
I think so. I think a lot of, and this ties into something I'm very passionate about, mental health.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the depression, anxiety is just that void of not knowing your purpose, as you said.
That's a good analysis.
So people fill it up with alcohol, drugs, sex, this, that, because there's an existential crisis that has hit humanity. You don't know what your purpose is. Yeah, you might do sports, you might do a podcast, you might this, but these are very temporary. Then you get bored again, you're like, okay, what's next? And that's why ethics and morality change so much, because people are chasing the new hit, because it's not enough. But when you have your true purpose, and you understand that you're supposed to be worshiping your creator, and you're supposed to spread this message, then this satisfies that existential void. There's going to be always work to be done, But I think most people are depressed today because of this. Their souls are not understanding. They're not in sync with that fitra, with the purpose that God created for them. And the souls are screaming out of pain. And this is what depression is.
Logan's a good example of somebody who was brought up in a Christian household, but things just don't make sense, doesn't add up, the answers aren't not there.
Right.
He would qualify great for many people who go through the same thing. I've interviewed, you know, hundreds of them.
100%.
You're one of them. You're born in a Christian household background. This is not to put down
right.
Anybody from any other religions, but this is just the obvious fact. Mm. You were getting answers to your questions. You were talking to the higher-ups, if I remember correctly, this, that, and the other. Islam had the answers. Mm. If Logan comes and with an open heart, open mind, looks at Islam objectively, he's looking for the if he's looking, sincerely asking the Creator for guidance, you think he'll find what you found in Islam?
I think if he's sincere.
If he's sincere.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I don't. I often think about that. I think because when you look at many of the man-made religions and you look what they call you to, ancestor worship, pagan worship, the self-worship, all this stuff, and when you look at Islam, I don't think any intelligent human being who doesn't have this arrogance,
right.
who's yearning inside and he's asking the Creator, guide me, I want to know why I'm here, that the Creator wouldn't guide him.
I think you have to
take one. Reminds me, if you take one step, God take 10 towards you, right. According to the hadith, right? So you come walking, Allah will come running. Is this correct?
100%. I remember earlier when I was looking into Islam, mm-hmm. and just looking back at the first stage in my life, I was arrogant because I used to fight with the Muslims. And they would give me explanations, but I couldn't see it.
Were you an Islamophobe?
I did not like Islam because that's how we were raised in Romania.
That's why I asked, because many Romanians and other even people in the area in the Balkans, they're just naturally born and bred like almost Islamophobe.
But I remember the guys who told me about Islam, they told me the same things, because Islam is not like complicated. It's not like some guy's going to tell you one thing and another guy's going to tell you something else. It's the same thing.
Are people from that area more hard-headed, more like stubborn?
They are. Okay. But the weird thing is, I think due to the fact that I was arrogant, I couldn't see it. However, when I started going through a depression and some problems, my mind opened up and I was humbled. So now when the Bosnian brother talked to me, I saw it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's because I was humbled that arrogance was taken away from me, because I was in depression. Mm-hmm. All that macho cool thing that I had before, fighting with the Muslims, you guys Muslims this and that. Yeah, what is this Islam? Even though they tell you, well, Islam is God, one God. Islam is all prophets had the same message, the same thing. I couldn't see it. Yet when I was humbled and I was pretty much on my knees and suffering, at that time my ears and my mind were stewing. I was like, okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Big difference.
So Logan Paul, we covered that. There is another creation. People call it the spirit world and whatnot, the jinn.
Right.
And then also this part about...
A lot of people get it. Like, they don't get this point. So, because Aladdin and the genie and all that. They're like, whoa, what is that, right? Uh-huh. It explains so many things in this world.
So many UFOs, unidentified. So could we say issues. Unidentified flying object? It might be jinn.
Yeah.
Possession.
So many things.
Mental health issues. Haunted houses, cemetery. All that's explained by this belief that we have in the.
Yeah. Don't look at Aladdin and the lamp.
Forget about Disney World. Yeah. Okay. The last thing that they talked about, and I want to touch upon because it has me go back. When we talked about this, was Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Akon, you remember?
Yeah.
Akon was mentioning some stories about Michael Jackson. Uh-huh. And Michael Jackson, when we spoke about him last time, bring us up to speed. What happened with Michael Jackson towards the end of his life? You mentioned you had an inside source or something, Jermaine Jackson.
Yeah, so some people have been saying that someone said this and no, he's not real. And another brother, I'm not going to name them. I don't want to get into any discussions, fights. I'm just giving you what I know. Okay, so they're saying, no, Brother Gabriel, you're wrong. Michael Jackson never became Muslim. Also, they said, we spoke to who, I don't know who, and he said, you're wrong, and he never became Muslim and whatever, right? So, again, I'm going to repeat the issue, the story, right? And I'm not going to name the brother, even though I know his name. And he was my neighbor when I was in Abu Dhabi. And he was basically working with Michael Jackson's brother.
Jermaine Jackson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he would come every like 2 months, because basically he was going in Africa and doing these documentaries. He was the cameraman. Okay, and he told me, look, we keep it on the hush, but he became Muslim. And I know, like, I'm with Jermaine. Like, I know he became the guy.
So this is
Muslim.
The cameraman for Jermaine Jackson, yeah. Who was your neighbor in Abu Dhabi.
Yes, exactly.
Getting this information.
Right. So you'd be going working 2-3 months with Jermaine. He would come back to Abu Dhabi because his wife was a teacher and his son was there. Sometimes my wife would babysit their son and they would play with my kids. And yeah, it's like, we know he became Muslim. Alhamdulillah. You know, for sure, 100%. That's what he told me. I believed him because he was working with Jermaine. But they said, we keep it on the low. Mm-hmm. I mean, why am I saying it? Because I know he didn't tell me, don't tell anyone. But he said, we just keep it on the low, whatever. Yeah. That's the way it is. And in the end, Allahu Alam. But this is what he has told me. I believe him. And I hope. Not because he was like, we all, come on, let's be honest. You know, people, they liked Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I felt he got dealt a very bad hand at the end. What uh-huh. people start saying, some things came out after that
yeah.
he got set up. Even that guy Stafford, I think he committed suicide or something. Right?
Which
that
one?
Young boy. That young boy that you know his parents were trying to get him to say things yeah. that he did things to him and all mm-hmm. that. I don't know. I think that's what happened. He was in huge depression.
The way I was analyzing it, where I was thinking like, hey, you never, I mean, you don't, you never know. I mean, did Allah, the Almighty, guide him at the end? At the end now, before, because a lot of times people will come to Islam, they'll have that awakening moment, but then they fall in back into all of the trips and tracks of the dunya mm-hmm. and that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It took the shahada, and then Allah took him, because we know when someone comes into Islam, yeah. all their yeah. previous sins are like a newborn baby. Yeah. So I don't know. Allah
so
knows.
Personally, I believe it, but yeah. Allah knows best. Personally, mm-hmm. what the brother told me, he was a very reliable brother. Hardworking, yeah. good family.
But yeah. Jermaine Jackson is definitely, we know he's a Muslim.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So this is his brother, Michael Jackson, and this is, you're getting it from the cameraman. So, all right. So we covered a lot here.
Alhamdulillah.
Covered a lot. You're also, before we conclude, talk to us about you helping to develop, what motivated you to, you're helping to develop high value men, right, with these courses, trainings that you do. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Right. So we have the Muslim Alpha Man course. Mm-hmm. Again, people get caught in the semantics. Please, yeah. guys, leave the semantics alone. It's just like the Deen Show. Why you call it the Deen Show? Is it the Deen Show? It's the Deen Show, man. You know, it's been going on for 18 years, mashallah, or something. Alhamdulillah, Allah, you know, Allah barik. Mm-hmm. So it's helping men to reestablish their masculinity, to mm-hmm. be men, the way Allah created us on the natural way. Men are men, women are women. Women are not men, men are not women. Women cannot do what men do. Men, you know, cannot do what women do. We can do certain things.
What are you talking about, brother? We're living at the time of many, 100 plus genders?
A'udhu billah. No way. Let's just use the head that God gave us. It's the easiest, most clear things, most evident thing. Okay? So in these courses, we help men to change their mindset, to come back to the fitrah, to build value in themselves, to get close to their creator, and to work on themselves, their personal development, their physical, spiritual, emotional development, psychological, psychiatric, you know, ability, cognition, how to just become a better man who can contribute. See, it's not just building value and just keeping it to yourself. It's what you can do to spread the message of Islam, to have a purpose. That's what the Muslim Alpha Man focuses on, gives men a purpose, changes their mindset. Wherever you are, you don't have to have a Bugatti, you don't have to be top G and all that, right? There's so much talk about masculinity right now. When we start talking about these things and we're working and doing these things, because we notice that young children, young boys in Muslim countries, they lost their understanding of what it is to be a man. This whole talk of red pill, it was not even existent yet. Okay, it was not even existent. It's not because Isa, it's because when you look at how the Prophet ﷺ was, how were the Sahaba, they were real men. And their women were real women. Okay? And people try to use different exceptions here and there. Yesterday I was talking to the brothers, you know, was the typical Muslim feminist objection. Khadija radiallahu anha was the businesswoman, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you want to be like Khadija? Because, you know, they quote that, right? It's like, yeah. So you find all the TikToks, all the Khadija, I'm the businesswoman, I'm the this, meaning I can go outside, I can do whatever I want, I can put makeup, I can be I can leave the house, I don't need to listen to any man, I'm independent woman. This is rubbish, this doesn't exist. If you want to be like Khadija, then really study her, So Khadija radiallahu anha, number one, very obedient to the Prophet, never raised her voice to the Prophet, and therefore Allah sent salam to him through the angel specifically to for her. Yes, yeah. Right, because she never raised her voice, never nagged
him. She wasn't belligerent?
She wasn't like that, you know. So if you want to be like her,
she wasn't argumentative?
No.
He'll say one thing, they say
no,
like,
and that's why 20. Allah gave her a special place in Jannah where there's no loud noises. And the ulama say it's because she never raised her voice to the Prophet.
That's a really powerful point. So if you want to take, this is one of the mothers of the believers.
That's it.
Example.
If you're citing her, then okay, be like her.
Okay, so start taking these notes now on this, how she, what got her that honor that Allah sent now salams to her. Wow, that's
And the next point is, she never herself gone and did all these things because that's how she married the Prophet, because she hired him.
Was she shaking hands, hugging with men?
She was hiring men. She hired them, and the Prophet would go and do things, and other men would basically run the errands for her.
So she didn't have sit-downs, not like face-to-face with men?
Not like just mixing, going, all this, putting stuff, pushing, shoving, talking loud, being all out there doing stuff. Mm-hmm. She had what's called haya, or this bashfulness, right? Mm-hmm. So let's look into these details.
These are facts. People can go check out.
Facts, right? And I'll throw a curveball in the end. If you want to be like Khadija radiallahu anha, okay, then start cashing out your bank account, sister, because Khadija radiallahu anha, she spent all her money on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his da'wah.
Yeah,
everything, every single cent on him. When the Muslims got boycotted, everything she had, she spent it on the Prophet ﷺ, because he was a high value man. She believed in his mission. The Prophet ﷺ would not be someone who's like sleeping till 11 and doing nothing, and no mission or nothing. Just, yeah, I'm the man. Come on, give me the money. No, he was a man on a mission, and she found so much value in him that she put everything. So if you want to be like Khadija, my sisters, start. But of course, a real man who's on a mission, you know, not some, any loser who's sleeping all the time and he's, I don't know what to do. I'm depressed. I'm lost, you know. May Allah help the brothers, you know. Ameen. We have some brothers who need support, yani. May Allah guide us all.
Ameen.
But so that's my little curveball for the for the feminist Muslims.
SubhanAllah. So this is developing men at a time where people are in a state of confusion. Not knowing.
Yeah, so this course, inshallah, is focused on that. We do also some practical things. We go like horse riding. We do some MMA, some, you know, jiu-jitsu. We just had some nice here at Redzovich, you know, academy here, mashallah. We did some nice rolling, about 15 rounds, mashallah.
Mashallah.
So we encourage men to be strong. Mm-hmm. Men have to be strong, yet merciful. Have limits, yet kind, right? Be assertive, yet loving and passionate, right? You see the balance, yeah? This is a real man, right? To have courage, yet no arrogance, right? These are the sifat or the attributes of a real man. Not that I say, because when we look and study again the Prophet ﷺ specifically, you'll find these in him. So work on that, and mental health, counseling, getting the men to get out of that mind where they're always just stuck there, right? Stuck, right? Be brave. Who cares if people criticize you? As Allah said in the Quran, they do not fear the blame of the blamers, right? Do not fear people. As long as you are trying to do your best, you're going to make mistakes. I guarantee you, you'll make mistakes. And that's why a lot of people are in this limbo, because like, what if I make a mistake? Of course you're going to make a mistake. The Prophet ﷺ was corrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The Prophet ﷺ was corrected in the Quran, and it's there till the day of judgment for everyone to read. And he was corrected. Who are you not to make? You're going to make mistakes, but don't stop. Don't stop. Keep pushing. A woman is not, because we are making mistakes as men, and we have problems. We should recognize that we have a lot of issues as men, a lot of weaknesses. But guess what? That doesn't justify now for them to become men, to take our positions, because they're not created to do that. They cannot do it. They cannot do it. And if they try to do it, the Prophet said already that it's going to be a failing system. Where people don't like it, they try to explain it. That's what the Prophet said. So work towards that. Let's help men and help women to be women. This is the beauty. This is the amazing thing. the greatest scholars and warriors of this ummah have come from a woman. Look at the great value that Allah has given women. Yet the society is convincing that you're a slave and some maid, and you should be ashamed of yourself and you should be a man. That's when you're going to get your real value. But I thought you hate men. But you want to be a man. Look at the contradiction and the confusion. A'udhu billah.
Subhanallah. So where can people, if they want to get more information?
Right. So MuslimAlpha.com, on all my videos, on, you know, just type Gabriel Romani in Google. You find my social media. The links are always there. And you can sign up. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. Barakallah. Thank you again. It's good, as always, to have you
always,
here with us. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. So we got roof number one completed, as you've seen.
And alhamdulillah, this Ummah project is garnering so much support.
Now, remember, there are five buildings here. And next is building number two. The roof needs to be replaced. That's where the masjid will be.
I mean, quite a walk.
It's like a block, a whole block.
Yeah, sure. Beautiful. Hey, you got 4 acres here.
Yeah. What's your...
It's tremendous. Inshallah.
الله لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about, and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.